Hello, welcome to the Public Speakers Association. This is our Change Your World Virtual Summit. And I am so honored to introduce one of my friends, Candy Barone, talk about AAA personality overload. So, Candy, why don't you just take it from here?
Well, thank you, Tanya. And as always, it is an honor and privilege to really be part of the virtual summit you put together. So thank you again for an opportunity to share my message. As Tanya said, I am Candy Barone. I am CEO and founder of a company called You Empowered Strong, which if you look at the acronyms, that spells yes, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more today. I am a certified master coach. I am a coach trainer, author, and speaker. And today I'm really going to talk to you about how to say yes to your team, and that leadership really starts with you. Today's opportunity is really around how are we going to explore and leverage the talent, strengths, and attributes of each of your team members to elevate your organization's growth. But it really truly starts with giving yourself permission and finding your own authentic way and sharing that with other people. John Quincy Adams once said, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. I personally could not agree with that more. You see, good leaders are what I would call trailblazers. They're people who are able to transform ideas and vision into reality, creating a path for others to follow. However, great leaders inspire people to reach higher, dream bigger, go bigger, and achieve more. Leadership is truly the ability to inspire others for greatness. And think about that. Don't you want to have a role in inspiring the people around you, whether it be your team, whether it be people in your business, or just your clients and the people you interact with, being able to inspire others for greatness? As a great leader, you can help others highlight and leverage their strengths and play to their highest and best value, which leads to greater success, greater productivity, and greater energy across the board from everyone involved. And I heard this once, too, and it was a quote. I don't know where it came from. It said, if you are able to inspire your team to reach for the stars, they just might bring back the moon as well. Can you imagine the possibilities when we build our teams, our people, or our business in that manner? The fact that we're going out looking for the stars, but we could come back with the moon as well. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but that gets me really excited about the opportunities and the things that we can accomplish. And so I'm ready to take on that challenge. So the question today is, how does one become a great leader? Well, it all starts by giving yourself permission to say yes to yourself first. And as I talked about before, for those of you that are just tuning in, again, I'm Candy Barone, and my company is You Empowered Strong. Because to me, yes is really around you starting at the core, being empowered strong in a way to help others play to their highest and best value. So, okay, what do I mean by this really? In order to lead others, you must first learn to lead yourself from within. And leading yourself starts with being truly authentic. So, in other words, the person you are outside of your work environment should be the same person that shows up in that environment. If you're a person that's really passionate and emotional and giving in the community and in your personal life, that better be the skills that you're transferring and showing to the people that you work with and interact with every day. Because by living intentionally and authentically, you show others how to truly walk the talk. And how you choose to walk the talk makes all the difference. And that is a choice you have. Again, it starts by saying yes to yourself. And then it's about aligning your values, your principles, your cores, so that you can truly walk the talk and blaze a path to help others empower themselves to do the same. Because you see, people are attracted to attraction power. You know when you walk in a room and somebody's got this dynamic personality, they've got huge attraction power. You don't know why, but you are drawn in. They're like a magnet to you. I don't care if you're an introvert. I don't care if you're an extrovert. I don't care where you fall on the disc if any of you have done those assessments that say you're dominant or you're an influencer or you're steady or you're more compliant and kind of careful, wherever you fall on the spectrum, you can create attraction power. It's not about being a personality like me that's always big and flashy and full of energy. It's about showing up as your authentic self and drawing the people that are supposed to be in that space into that space with you. Because when you create that attraction power, you can influence and impact people every day. And you do that now, and you probably don't even know it. There are people that look to you for guidance, for support, and just to be an example of what they want to be. So when you create that momentum, just by breathing in and out every day and showing up in your most authentic life and as your most authentic self, people start to get on board. People start to be attracted to that, and you find you've got followers who want to be in that space and want to grow in the same capacity. So I'm going to ask you, why not be more intentional and inspirational in that reality? If you can create that kind of attraction power, why aren't you? You see, you can be the example of what you want others to follow. Think about what greatness you want to see in others and how you want to see others play to their highest and best value and live in accordance with what's really in their heart. You can pay that forward and show them how. As a leader, you get to be more courageous and purposeful about the choices you make and the opportunities that you're setting forth for the people that you engage with every day, your team, your clients, and those that are inspired to do great things because of you. You can walk the talk, live large, and show your truth. Because being able to lead others to greatness is really a summation of three things, in my opinion. It's purpose, passion, and intention. Working together in a space that truly inspires people and lifts them up to a level they can't reach on their own. Purpose is about being what drives you and your business. So when you think about what drives you to want to do X, why do you want to grow your business in this capacity? That's your purpose. Your passion then is what fuels you. It's the why. Why does this matter to you? If you don't understand what your purpose is and what your passion are, it makes it very difficult for you to get other people in that space and to lead them to greatness so that they can be aligned to those things. And the other is really around intention. And intention is being around what drives you forward and what creates discipline so that you create the right activity. And those of you that have heard me speak, I've spoken, especially in the Austin area, I've done a lot of speaking in Austin and Texas, and I talk a lot about destroying the noise. One of the pieces of noise is really that inefficiencies, the I in the noise. It's the inefficiencies we create. By being intentional in our everyday activities, by being intentionally aligned to our purpose and passion, we reduce that noise. We eliminate that noise altogether. If you're saying right now, as you're hearing me say this, you know, really, what difference can I really make? I don't know if I can be a leader. I don't know if I'm ready to step up in that capacity. You're wasting an opportunity. You're wasting the responsibility that was given to you about the magnitude of the impact you can have on another person. You don't know who, how, or to what degree you can influence or impact another human to lift themselves and empower themselves to do more. By you shrinking back or by you not taking that responsibility, it's incredibly selfish. And so I'm going to challenge you as I talk to you for the next couple minutes about stepping up to the plate, saying yes to yourself, and truly letting yourself be the authentic leader you are, however that might look. It doesn't need to look like everybody else. Because you have an opportunity to create incredible impact and leave a living legacy to the people you care most about, to the world around you, and to your community. But it's ultimately up to you. So think about the people in your life who have made a difference to you. Who do you want to emulate? Why do they inspire you? What did you learn from them? And how might you pay those lessons forward? Think about those leaders who have walked into your life and had that attraction power, who have been very selfless and authentic. And I'm going to talk to you in a minute about 10 characteristics I believe every authentic leader has. Because in order to be a great leader, you need to be an authentic leader. So think about those people in your life that immediately come to your mind when you think great leader, inspiring leader, authentic leader. And I want you to think about what characteristics do they have, that you can start to pay forward those same skills. Now think about your own living legacy for a minute. And for those of you that just joined, let me just remind you, I'm Candy, and we're talking about how to be your most authentic leader and how to really show up in a space to empower others to do the same. So when you start to think about that living legacy, what mark do you want to impress upon the people in your life, in your business, in your community, even in just the world? For every thought and action has a domino or a ripple effect that gets put out there into the universe. What you do right now, what you put out, will impact and influence others later. Whether you think you are a leader or not, as I said before, someone's watching you. Someone's paying attention. Someone has put you up on a pedestal to be their role model. Your actions today influence their decisions tomorrow. Do you want to inspire that result? Do you want to actually have some control, some purpose around what may manifest as a result of that? Or do you simply want to let the opportunity to shine your light pass you by and miss taking the responsibility of what you can offer others? Realize you do make a difference and have a choice in what that difference could be. So right now, challenge yourself. Make a vow to yourself to say you're going to choose to inspire, influence, and impact others for greatness. Even if it's one person, if you can inspire, influence, and impact that one person for their own personal greatness, you've then become a great, authentic, and inspiring leader. Become an authentic leader and pave that way for others to follow as well. All right, so all that's well and fine, right? But really, let's talk about what it means to show up as an authentic leader. Like I said, there are 10 ways that I define what authentic leaders do on a regular basis. Number one, authentic leaders speak their truth. You see, most people are really fearful of putting the truth or what they believe to be the truth out there, whether it be for corporate politics, how they will be judged, or they're just simply paralyzed by the noise they put in their own head about their own limitations and their inability to step up as a leader. They bury it or they walk away from it, but they don't own it. They don't own their truth. Authentic leaders are different. They consistently talk from a perspective of truth. These leaders use words that are aligned with who they are, not in a hurtful way. They don't go to attack people. They don't try to shut people down, but rather by being clear, honest, compassionate, and again, authentic. They show up in their truth and align their behaviors accordingly. Number two, authentic leaders lead from their heart. I cannot tell you how often when I was in corporate America, I got told I was too passionate, too transparent, too big of a thinker and communicator with my team. Yet my teams outperformed every other team in our department, function, and area by 5 times. I asked people, did you think maybe it was because of all those things you said I was too whatever? Because business is about people. Leadership, business is about business. Business is about products and services and whatnot. Leadership is about people. The best leaders wear their heart on their sleeve and are not afraid to show their vulnerability because they know that their own vulnerability is how they can connect to others, how they can inspire greatness, and where their own strength comes from. These leaders genuinely care about other people and spend their days developing the people around them, and they do it with heart. They do it with passion, and they do it with compassion and empathy to try and understand someone else's shoes so that they can grow them in the best way possible. Number three, authentic leaders walk the talk. I cannot stress this enough. Actions speak louder than words. Authentic leaders work on their character and are intentional about aligning their actions to who they are and who they want others to be. These leaders set the example for truth and greatness, which empowers others to do the same and play to their highest and best value. They walk the talk every way possible. Are they perfect in that space? No. But they do it with intention, and they pick themselves up if they falter. But they're always about putting the best foot forward and showing up in alignment to who they are. Number four, authentic leaders are courageous. It takes a lot of courage to go against the crowd. It takes a lot of courage to be a visionary. These leaders are willing to stand up for what they believe in, for their teams, and they have the inner strength to do what they think is right, even though it might not be easy or even though everyone else is trying to shut them down. Authentic leadership is about taking the road less traveled and doing not what is easy, but what is right. Number five, authentic leaders build teams and create communities. People seek a sense of community and connectedness in their lives, particularly in their work environments. If you look at most people that leave jobs, they leave because they feel disconnected to the people at work, or they have a sense of a lack of community or relationship with the leaders around them. Most people leave jobs because of other people. It's not about the job itself. Authentic leaders know this and create a workplace that fosters relationships, community, camaraderie, and goodwill. Okay, number six, authentic leaders continue to grow themselves. Authentic leaders know themselves intimately. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They know how to nurture a strong self-relationship and find ways to continue to grow. They learn to leverage their strengths and overcome their shortfalls. They also look to do the same with their teams. It's not about overcorrecting weaknesses that people may have, but it's about creating a team that allows each individual's strengths to lift the others up in a way that together they create something bigger than themselves. Number seven, authentic leaders take time to dream. Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. It really is from our imagination that great things are born. Authentic leaders dare to dream impossible dreams. They see what everyone else sees, and they dream up new possibilities. They never let the, that's the way we've always done it, stop them. Or, well, we can't do that. I don't even know how. They dream it bigger. They go bigger to grow bigger. Or one of my other sayings that everyone who's heard me talk hears is the go big or go bigger. There's no going home. Once you're in, you're all the way in. And they dream big. They go big, which then allows them to grow big. And the teams they build around them are able to do the same. Number eight, authentic leaders know how to fill their cup first. In order to give to others, nurture others, lead others, you must be healthy and whole in your own mind and heart first. Authentic leaders know how to create life balance. And I specifically call it life balance, not work balance for a reason, work-life balance for a reason. It's your life. Work is nothing but a component inside your life. It's about life balance. These leaders know that in order to be balanced, they need to feed their mind, body, heart, and soul. They know how to make deposits in themselves so that they can give more out to the teams and the people that they're growing. Number nine, authentic leaders commit to excellence rather than perfection. I have a friend, Susan Tolles, who does a talk, and a lot of times she says things like, good is the enemy of great. And I love that. Good is good enough. Perfection is the enemy of great. Sorry, I got that mixed up. But it's all about excellence, not perfection. Every single one of us is a work in progress. It's our human nature. And authentic leaders realize that to strive for perfection is unrealistic. Authentic leaders commit themselves to excellence in everything that they do. They are constantly pushing the envelope and raising the standard. They don't seek perfection, as they know this doesn't serve, and it often holds people back. But they help others grow to shine their own individual lights and let go of that need of being perfect. And number 10, authentic leaders leave a legacy. Success is wonderful. Accomplishments are wonderful. But lasting impact is even better. Authentic leaders recognize and take responsibility in knowing that they were made to contribute and leave a mark on the people around them. Authentic leaders are constantly building their legacies by adding deep value to everyone they deal with and leaving their world a better place as a result. So, I challenge you to ask whether you are being an authentic leader. Is fear holding you back right now from leading your teams and showing up in a way that you really want and aligning yourself with the fire in your heart? Because authentic leadership comes from a place of trust and abundance, not a place of fear. Fear negates the very idea of leadership, yet in corporate America, we call our leaders these people who are so fear-based, who are micromanaging the people around them. We call them leaders, yet they're not being authentic. They're not showing up. They're not walking that talk. Because fear, like I said, negates the very idea of leadership and allows one to only manage and usually micromanage people instead. Processes, products, services can be managed. People are to be led. Leaders know that they need to be open to being challenged and being vulnerable. They give trust freely and allow room for their teams to empower themselves to be challenged, to become leaders themselves, and to grow in their individual strengths and capabilities. Leadership is about growth and stretching the comfort zone of an organization and the people around you to try new things, test the waters, lead by example, and create positive momentum for others. For remember, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but rather a great source of strength. There are so many people that claim they want to build these teams of people smarter, more daring, and bigger thinkers than they are. Yet when push comes to shove, these qualities scare the living daylights out of them. And they end up doing exactly the opposite. They end up bringing in people that look exactly like them and try to create bigger momentum and bigger dreams with people that are smaller than them, don't think as big or bigger than them. And so to be a leader, it's an opportunity to really embrace diversity and embrace those people that challenge you. I always said that when I hired people, I wanted to be working for them someday. It was my job to grow leaders that were better than the leader I was today. You hear expressions all the time like, well, this is the way we've always approached things, or we don't have resources to try something new. And I just think about how limiting that becomes when we try to be innovative and competitive in the marketplace and in growing new leaders. I'll tell you, when I was in corporate, I was a bit unorthodox in my approach and the freedom I gave my team to grow. But like I said, my teams outperformed every other team around us. And I was blessed at several points in my career to have mentors and leaders who were more daring and abundant themselves. And they freely gave me the space and trusted me to lead my teams in a manner to help them grow. I was able to recruit and build teams based on members' individual strengths and highlight how together as a team they created something more amazing and more impactful than they would have as individual contributors. There are power in numbers. It's why collaboration is so important. What you can do alone, you align yourself with the right people and have everyone playing to their highest and best value. It's powerful what you can create when there's more than one. I guarantee it's something much bigger better and smarter than me, for sure. I will tell you that every person I put on my team was smarter than I was, more creative and more talented than me. I had 4 people out of 6 in a year that were promoted into incredible positions to lead teams of their own. And I learned as much, if not more, from these people as they did from me. I believe my role was to lead others and grow those people so that they could empower themselves to understand and maximize their own talents and establish a strong sense of self. When given that opportunity, people desire to maximize their own performance, and they show up craving achieving greater impact. All you have to do is get out of their way and provide the means to help them shine. You have the ability to break free from the constraints of what you think you should be and truly set yourself free for the magnificent light you were destined to shine, to be a great and authentic leader. There are infinite possibilities when you give yourself permission and give your teams permission to play big. You are accountable for how you choose to show up in this world. No excuses. This is your responsibility, not anyone else's. Not a choice you get to opt into. For even if you choose not to be accountable and not show up, that becomes a choice in itself. And you will have to accept the consequences that transpire as a result. So I'm going to challenge you once again to think about how you are choosing to show up every day, in every minute, with every person you interact with. What are you willing to hold yourself accountable to? Are you being an authentic leader? Are you congruent with who you are and who you want to be? Are you walking the talk? For those of you that maybe some of what I said hit a nerve or made you want to dig deeper, I do have an opportunity for you to do a little work or take an assessment for yourself and start to build the strategies to put you on a path to be more authentic in terms of the leadership you have. If you go to my website, which is CandyBaroneInternational.com, and that's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, Barone, B as in boy, A-R-O-N-E, International, all one word, .com/PSA-offering, you will find an assessment on there for you to do the work around asking yourself some deeper questions and starting to figure out how to get out of your own way so that you can truly give yourself permission to be the authentic leader you have a responsibility to be. In addition, you can check out some other things on my website. I have some online training modules. I do some one-on-one coaching and other things. I have a book that's out. But I do want to make sure you take this opportunity to get this free assessment. Again, it's on my website, CandyBaroneInternational.com/PSA-offerings, because I want you to show up and be the leader you were destined to be. With that, I'm going to say thank you, Tanya. I greatly appreciate having this opportunity, and I hope everybody goes out there and becomes the authentic leader that they should be.
Yay! Always fabulous. I'm so energized now.